back to Quan Williams at that outside linebacker. What have you seen from him so far throughout camp?
You know, the rookies from a year ago had a hard time because they got no OTAs, no mini camps. And so they were kind of thrown into the deal right off the bat. And this has really been a great year for them to get OTAs, mini camp, now training camp. And what you'll see with all those guys, I'm sure everybody's talked about, Tom's talked about, is that they've all come back bigger and stronger. And I think actually Jaquan's actually grown taller. And he's put a lot of weight on his body, and that's helped him, and it'll help him. And we continue to use him in a lot of different roles because of his speed and his quickness and his cover skills.
Where do you see Jaquan kind of long-term, Jim? I mean, he's obviously needed a lot to cover as a linebacker. Is he a three-down, every-down linebacker in your mind?
Yes.
Yes,
no doubt. Yeah. He's 240 pounds now. A year ago, I wouldn't say that because of his weight and stuff, but you know, every year he's going to get stronger and bigger, and retain the quickness and the stuff that we saw of him as a rookie. And so anytime you get that, it's a bonus.
How much weight has he put on?
I think right now, if you'd ask the trainer, I think he's around 240, I think. And somewhere in there.
And he's retained the quickness.
Yeah, yeah.
Coach Mark Herzlick says he's faster, stronger, in better shape, much better player than he was even as ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Do you see that out on the field so far?
Yeah, all four of those rookies from a year ago who got thrown into the fire, they all came their off seasons, they were like, okay, we need to get bigger and stronger. And they all did. They all understand what the NFL is all about now. And anytime you get that first year under your belt and then you see really what the game's all about, all of them did a great job this off season preparing their bodies. And they've done a great job with that. Well, I think, you know, anytime you have an injury, you're concerned with just getting their body and their mind back in the deal. But he's a guy who's been and has done a lot of great things for us, and he's a veteran, so he understands the game and he understands what's happening. I think just for him, and I know for him personally, you know, the timing of the game and all that, and he's itching to get back out there. But you don't want to put a guy out there who's not at full speed. So, you know, that's the thing you got to deal with. And every position goes through that.
How much rust has Keith Rivers shown? And have you been looking at him in multiple positions?
I wouldn't say rust. I mean, he was away from the game all last year. But, you know, he's been through OTAs, mini camp, now training camp. And, you know, you get back to the sense of playing ball and you get a feel for the game. So not much rust. And we played him really all the guys can play multiple positions, so we try to do that as much as we can.
You guys have been using Jones a lot at outside linebacker now. Do you feel that's his position, or do you feel?
He's played both. He's played in and out, and you know, as a young guy, you try to get them where they can play all three spots, because you know as well as I do, you get into the season and you have multiple things happen. You need multiple people to go in, and you got to have flexibility with the guys that go in, and they've got to be able to play at whatever position you put them at.
And how about pacing? Are you guys using quite a bit with the first team with all the injuries? What mm-hmm. did you see from him?
I like Spencer. He's one of those young guys who physically he's gotten bigger. He's 246, 245, stronger. He knows what the game's all about now, and he's got great promise. He's a good young player, like all four of them are.
Do you see him getting in on the first team to start the season, or stay on the second team?
I think it'll depend. You know, we're still in practice number 9, so we've got some ways to go in terms of competition, that kind of stuff.